Hey everybody, it's Lee. I know we're heading into the off season, so we wanted to give a shout out to our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena, one more time. And again, we have a coupon for $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensearena.com. I always like to remind everybody, I've been using this thing for 6 months and I'm just blown away, not just from the VR aspect of it and the virtual reality side of things, but the ability to give different perspectives of the game, whether I'm playing as a goaltender. And I got to admit, it is really hard, but it has really given me a perspective from that point of hockey, which has made me a better coach and a better ice hockey player. Or the skater modes, which help you work on cognitive skills and other things like heads-up play that you don't normally get to work on in a practice or a game. So I implore you to check it out. It helps us out. It helps them out. Support our title sponsor, NHL Sense Arena. Get $50 off an annual subscription when you use Hockey Never Stops at hockey.sensorina.com. Again, that's Hockey Never Stops. That's the code at hockey.sensorina.com. Check it out. And without further ado, enjoy this episode of Our Kids Play Hockey.
Okay, so I hope you're in the car and you're getting ready to go to your tryout right now. And if you're thinking about preparing for that, I thought we'd give you a couple of tips when you go to these tryouts, whether you've been to that rink a million times or you're new to the organization, a couple of things you really need to think of. So number one is be prepared, meaning know where the rink is, know what time the tryouts are, have all your paperwork in, make sure mom and dad have helped you get everything you need ready for tryouts. You don't want to walk in missing paperwork. Maybe mom and dad are out in the car. Something didn't get signed, waiver didn't get done. Take the stress out. Make sure all that stuff's predetermined before you get into the rink. Number two, just like a job interview, dress for success. If you're brand new to an organization or you're trying to set a new first impression, make sure you come in there, dress appropriately. If you have your team gear, that's great. But try not to walk in and flip flops and old shorts and look like you're disheveled and not ready to go. Especially as you get to the older levels, coaches are really going to want to see that you want to be there and you want to be prepared. Being prepared is also one of the things you need to do as far as hydration, nutrition. If it's a long tryout, if you're going to one of these tryouts where it's over a 2 or 3 hour period, or maybe 2 or 3 days in a rink, pack accordingly. Make sure you have enough water. Make sure you have snacks. Make sure you're not running down the street and get Taco Bell. Plan ahead. Have your little cooler there. Have everything you need. Your protein shakes and your protein bars and anything else you need to make sure you're hydrated and you have all the energy you need for a tryout. And I think, one of the last and biggest important things you want to do in a tryout is make an impression, whether that's getting first to the puck, making sure you're positive on the bench, making sure you're saying hello to the coach, making sure you're being a great teammate as far as, being a cheerleader to other teammates, patting that goalie on the pads. This is the time of year when you can reset a lot of the things that you've been doing all year and have a chance to go in, see new teammates, see old teammates, reestablish yourself. The old adage that you never get a second chance to make a first impression, sometimes at youth hockey isn't always the case. Get in there, change the narrative of who you are or reestablish who you are. Make sure you're going with a positive attitude. You're prepared, you're ready to go, and make a great impression. So good luck in tryouts.